Hi, this is a dictation for patient Diana Saifuddin, spelled as D like Detroit, I-A-N-N-A, D-I-A-N-N-A. Last name, S-E-I-F-U-D-D-I-N. Date of birth 2-1-1948, date of services 10-24-2022. Miss Diana Saifuddin is referred from Dr. Mel Murphy, who is a primary care physician, for a management of the pain issues for this patient. She was seeing him for a while. Now she has been discharged for pain-related issues. She reports that she's chief complaints are severe pain in the lower back area, radiating to the right groin, and tingling of the right feet, which is from the diabetes. Peripheral neuritis, and she's also having difficulty sleeping and swelling of both legs. The history of presenting illness is as follows. These pains are going on for the last 2 years, and she just woke up with the pain, and she's a minister by profession, and there is no obvious cause, no motor vehicle or accident, no workman, work-related injury or fall. The patient is having excruciating pain in the lower back, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is radiating to the right groin and upper thigh area in L3-4 nerve distribution off and on. Her sleep is affected to only 4 hours sleep, and both legs are swollen, and also she has a peripheral neuritis and tingling numbness of right feet and sometimes both feet. And she is taking FARXIGA tablet, 10 milligram daily, OZYMPIC1 per week injection, losartan, 100 milligram for blood pressure, gabapentin 600 at night for nerves. She's also using amoxicillin for infection and vitamin E and D and aspirin. As well as she has had 2 colonoscopy barium swallow for her diverticulitis that she has suffered, for which she is taking amoxicillin and is being treated by Dr. Murphy and Dr. Herschel Jackson. Regarding going back to the pain in the back, pain is now continuous and is described as stabbing, sharp, cramping, especially more on the left side, and the severity is 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and pain is interfered with the activities up to 8, and the pain is worsened by standing. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and improved by sitting, lying down, and medication. Associated with numbness, tingling, pins and needles of the right groin, and occasional bladder bowel incontinence due to the diverticulitis. No muscle weakness is reported. Patient has had no past investigations or any past treatment. She has had a history of epidural injections 8 years ago for whatever reason. I do not know. She has tried pain medication from Dr. Murphy, but the pain has not gone. Past medical history and system review is as follows. In respiratory disease, positive for shortness of breath. In heart disease, positive for irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglyceride. She is taking Dr. Zara Behraj Hamid, is a cardiologist who is managing the cardiac issues at Providence Hospital. Infectious disease, patient has a history of diverticulitis leading to pain in the left flank and left middle part of the abdomen. No bleeding is going on, no mucus, but she is under treatment and is under control in the GI. Abdominal pain and diverticulitis. Last colonoscopy was okay. And then in endocrine disease, patient suffers from non-insulin diabetes and type 2 and thyroid disease, hypothyroidism. In the neurological disorder, patient described back and neck pain injury years ago. Other than that, nothing else. In the past surgical history, patient report that she has a thyroidectomy 15 years ago, the surgery center on Crooks Road. And she has detached retina surgery 40 years ago at Harper Hospital, Crest GI Hospital, 1980. 25 years ago, she has a hysterectomy at Providence Hospital. And she also had a left rotator cuff tear of the left shoulder in 2007 by Dr. Louis Redden. Allergies to the medication, she reports she is allergic to the CT scan guy. Family history, patient mother is deceased due to the heart failure at 97 years, and the father deceased because of cancer of the lung, 57-year-old. Two sisters she has are all okay. Relationship status, patient is married, lives with her husband, and work-wise, she is a specialist in the prison management in Whitmore Lake. Some easy job she does. She is retired and is not on disability. Legal action, none. No personal history, no. Does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. And patient has no suicidal thought, homicidal thought, anxiety, or depression. No concentration problems, self-worth problem, mood problems are described. Only the sleep is affected. ADL-wise, patient specifically reports general activity and work, which is affected 10, sleep is affected 8. In addition, patient does report that walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming, and cooking in the kitchen are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 due to this day. Physical examination, the vital signs are as follows. Blood pressure is 148 over 83. Pulse is 83. Pulse ox is 98. Height is 5'8". Weight 200. 74-year-old African-American female who is of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus or jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device like cane. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, and including neurological examination. And musculature examination. There is some spasm noticed in the paraspinal muscles at L1 to L5 bilaterally. No trigger points noticed. Musculoskeleton inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none, except bilateral sacroiliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm present from L1 to L5 bilaterally, with spasm of the paravertebral muscles and tenderness 1+, hypertonicity 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine completely normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was painful beyond 20 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling is negative. Lerman test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Soto Hall test is negative. Thoracic test, Roos test, slump test, negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski conic test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Braggart test is positive. Kemp test is positive. Bevinsky sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness is noticed on both sacroiliac joints. Standing flexion test is positive, iliac compression test is positive, distraction test is positive, Faber test positive bilaterally, Ganslin test is positive bilaterally. The extremities examination is from the template, all normal. Diagnosis. General Z79.891, M62.830, M15.0, in the muscles M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, M47.817, sacroiliac spine M46.1, and M5 4.17, F3 3.5 XFM. Plan of care for Diana Saifuddin is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template also, including the non-narcotic medication that are prescribed to her today is naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Alavil 50 mg at night for pain relief, GAD disorder and sleep, Flexeril 10 mg at night to relieve the muscle spasm, Voltaren gel for topical pain relief, Librex 1 to 2 every 8 hour PRN was provided. As she is not taking this medication, she has an issue with diverticulitis and severe spasm in the intestine. As a result of spasm, I think this medication will be perfect and it will decrease the need for pain medication. She is also provided a one-time medication, Narco, 10 over 325 every 8 hour, 45 tablets for pain relief. The goal is to not to provide the narcos for rest of her life, and after finding the cause of her pain, if it is unrelated to the abdominal issues, which is diverticulitis, and if some spine issues are identified, she will be provided some procedures. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. None are available. The patient is referred from Dr. Murphy's office. They will be requested. Interventional pain procedures not being warranted right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Medical records are ordered release. Investigations, no investigation except MRI of the lumbar spine, which has been ordered today. Since she never had any MRI, we would like to identify the pathology so the correct treatment can be given. DMEs, patient is provided with a back brace order. Education, yes. Disability, none. Follow-up visit in 15 days or even 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.